Well, how did the shooting filter through late-night TV, and how does it matter? Here's ABC's Jimmy Kimmel, a native of Las Vegas, on Monday.
You know, I want this to be a comedy show. I hate talking about stuff like this. I just want to, you know, laugh about things every night. But that, it seems to be coming increasingly difficult lately. It feels like someone has opened a window into hell. And what I'm talking about tonight, it isn't about gun control. It's about common sense. Common sense says no good will ever come from allowing a person to have weapons that can take down 527 Americans at a concert.
Now, you remember Kimmel also criticized the GOP health care plans after his child was born with medical needs. And after Las Vegas, he was echoed by other late-night hosts. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is here. David, very emotional from Kimmel.
Heartfelt, sincere, you know, talking about his, you know, his hometown, and clearly invested with the same anguish, the same emotion that you heard him talk about, you know, the surgeries that his son needed and that were for many families unlikely to be covered under some of the Republican legislation under consideration. And he, you know, engaged in the same anguish and the same kind of impassioned plea. You know, you can't think that there's anything artificial or inorganic about what he's trying to say there.
And he also joked a lot. He said things like, growing up, I used to see Liberace buying meat at the Mayfair Market in a hairnet. He did that. But look, Bill Carter, CNN analyst who's written about late-night shows, says three nights of monologues from Jimmy Kimmel blasting one of the sponsors of that GOP health care plan had a role in killing the health bill. I mean, do you think these late-night hosts might have a role in gun control?
I think it's really possible, but I think it's going to be a question of, you know, people say, well, where's the leadership? I think politicians on something like this, on an issue where there's particularly organized and intense lobby and a lot of members who find that organization worth heeding, we're talking about the National Rifle Association here, you know, that so-called political leaders are often led by their constituents on such things. And it's not that Americans wildly, overwhelmingly support the rights to hold such things. Polls suggest there's a split on that, and there's a lot of people who don't support it, but that the intensity of people who vote on that as a specific issue is much greater than those who consider that among many others. You know, if you think about somebody like Kimmel, you think about these tragedies, these crises, these travesties, this massacre. You know, in moments like this, the Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, some of the others emerge almost as, in the phrase of Wallace Shawn, as designated mourners. And they come out and articulate things and they're anguished but not incoherent. And, you know, it's hard to say whether or not this will influence that. He certainly had such an specific and personal anguish and tapped into it in terms of his son's care and acknowledged his own fortunate financial standing that would not be available to, you know, 99%+ of the American public, that it seemed to affect things. You know, when John Cassidy, the senator from Louisiana, I believe, embraced the Jimmy Kimmel test to say that's what a Republican legislation did, it almost served to lock in the idea that if you didn't get it by this particular late night host, it wasn't going to get through the United States Senate.
When you say that they are the voice of compassion and consolation, then that brings to mind Walter Cronkite, who served that role when JFK or Martin Luther King were assassinated. But he also went to see the Vietnam War firsthand, and some say that was a turning point when he came back and, in fact, helped end it because of his opinion of it. Let's listen to Stephen Colbert, who seems more in that mold, weighing in more heavily. Let's listen.
Now, President Trump, you've said you wanted to be a transformative president who doesn't care about the way things have always been done in Washington, D.C. This is your chance to prove it. And I mean this sincerely. You do not owe the Republicans anything. You know the Republicans tried to stop you from being president. Well, screw them. You want to make America great again? Do something the last two presidents haven't been able to do. Pass any kind of common sense gun control legislation that the vast majority of Americans want.
And David Folkenflik, we are hearing this week from Republican lawmakers saying, gee, I didn't know there were these bump stocks, for instance, these things that could convert single-shot rifles to automatic. Do you see late-night hosts maybe educating themselves even more to talk more specifically about this issue?
Yeah, look, I mean, they're taking on responsibilities. There was this great column in Newsday by Vern Gay saying, why aren't the anchors like the Cronkites of old? Why aren't these guys leading the coverage? And I think you're seeing as the late night hosts on the major broadcast shows being thrust into this role, some of them are taking it seriously. Jimmy Fallon clearly outmatched by such serious topics. But somebody like Seth Meyer, like Stephen Colbert, like surprisingly Jimmy Kimmel, whom we remember from The Man Show not so many years ago, you know, seemed to be intent on saying, let me think about this and let me suggest it. I think they may have less of an influence than we think, but they're certainly shaping our conversation.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thanks as always.
You bet.